Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live,
the most delicious hour on radio, and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now, broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH,
here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey, fellow foodies, what a spectacular afternoon it is here in the Old Pueblo. It is Derby Day, and we are broadcasting live from a major Derby party of epic magnitude. Even though the Derby is over, the party continues at Three Canyon Beer and Wine Garden on Sabino Canyon Road, just north of Snyder. Come on over here, join the party. We got great craft brews. We have premium wines. We have all of the Southern Arizona cocktail and culinary celebrities that have convened right here at Three Canyon Beer and Wine Garden. Come on out here and join the party. We've got a whole host of celebrities to talk to, and we are going to start with a celebrity in his own right. In fact, I have decided that he is going to be our celebrity co-host for the full hour. He is the principal. Well, that sounds so formal and regal and everything. He's the principal of The Shop Beer Company in Tempe, Arizona. Put your hands together for the Honorable David Arntz is in the house. David, how are you?
Very good. So good. It's principal because, of course, I have to deal with my children all the time. That's part of
That's
it.
That's right. Balancing kids and balancing a brewery. When do you sleep, David?
Well, I try to nightly, as often as it will allow. But yeah, I know it's a really, really fun time working in a brewery. I mean, what's not to love? I mean, we get special events at night. We get to make beer in the day. It's a lot of work, but there's camaraderie in the pain.
All right, so. Well, speaking of camaraderie, let's hoist our glasses to toast another delicious hour of radio. Now, I've chosen one of the Shop Beer Company's brews that is on tap here today. It is the Desert Pale Ale. What are you drinking, David Arntz? It doesn't look like a beer to me, man.
Well, being a derby party, I thought it wise to make a friend and drink a wine. So I've got a delicious Malbec.
Beautiful.
In my hand at the moment.
Beautiful.
But it will be beer before
long. Well,
cheers
to you, and let's cheers to the winner of the Kentucky Derby. I believe his name was American Dream or America's Prize or Always Dreaming or something like that, but I'll drink to that.
Cheers to that, buddy.
Just gorgeous pale ale. Got a really nice sort of moderate, noticeable hop aroma balanced by some really great malts in this beer. The Shop Beer Company in Tempe, making news wherever you go. Give us an update on what's happening up there.
It's been a really wild start of the year. It's been terrific. I mean, kicking off with, Hensley has just been kind of an amazing player in the beer spectrum for a while now.
Sure.
They just continually are growing that craft portfolio just and making waves. And really just changing the way craft is represented in the valley and all throughout the state. But so they picked this up in February and has really like expanded our reach. Born in Tempe, we've been doing this for coming into our fifth year now. But really kind of felt like we renewed ourselves when we opened our most recent location last August.
So, and where's that?
So that is the center of Tempe.
Right in the center city.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys have been around for 5 years?
Yeah, we're in our fifth year now.
And congratulations. I mean, you made it 5 years. I mean, we know there's a craft beer explosion across the country. And, you know, we love when the new guys, come to the scene. But 5 years says a lot about a company because that means that you're probably making some pretty decent product, David.
Well, you know, it's in beer, you can't skip steps.
Right.
I mean, we have a lot of friends, a lot of great people in the Arizona beer scene, and you just can't skip steps. You have to do one thing at a time. You got to win. It's Sam from Dogfish Head is famous for saying, you got to win your town, and you got to win your city, and you
right.
got to win your state. And so it's that progressive mindset of just, I want to do the best I can do with the people that I know, and then make a friend, get a referral, and do good for them, and just keep building it step by step. So, you know, for us, it's been this long and slow progression of highly focused on quality beer and quality ingredients and letting it be part of our lives, the fabric of what we do. But at the same time, it's like making friends and finding supporters, and then we just continue to grow. So it's been a really fun time of seeing all that come to center stage.
Well, you certainly made a lot of friends in Tempe. In fact, like you said, you did it strategically. You did it methodically. You did it, intentionally. You started out small in Tempe. You continued to grow and grow and grow. You became king in your own hometown. And then people in Tucson are saying, look, we love our craft brewers in Tucson, but we want to see some shop beers down here too.
Well, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that because actually we launched our first couple of brews in Tucson the same day. I've been in Tucson as long as I've been in Phoenix.
Oh, my gosh.
You wouldn't probably think it that way, but in an affiliate business, was a coffee business that also has beer and wine sales. And so we had some of our initial supporters from right here in the center of Tucson.
I love that.
Up on Campbell and Grant, or, you know, right down on Broadway in the center of town. So we kind of feel like Tucson is the home away from home.
I love that. And, you know, after this hour of radio, you know, you're going to be putting those Hensley guys to work, getting your beers all over town. Now, when I sat down with Kyle Blessinger, and by the way, ladies, I got to tell you, Kyle is going to be on this show himself. He's going to be sitting down at about 5:30. So get here while you can still get a seat. But he said, look, we're going to be doing a party here at Three Canyon. You're going to be doing a radio show. You got to have the Shop Brew Beer Company here. Kyle just loves your suds, dude.
Well, you know, these guys have been a terrific supporter, so we've kind of rolled out some of our new brews. We're thrilled to be doing it. One of the newest is the Nines Red Ale, which we got kind of a funny story about that one. But we've had some new experimental product. We've had some things that have been good to us for a few years. And so not only do we get to showcase what we're doing, but it's fun to make friends in the process.
I love it. Now, how would you define, you know, the brand of the Shop Beer Company? Because, you know, when I interview a lot of the brewers around town, they say that their brewery stands for something. There's a symbol behind it. There's a story behind it. We want to be, you know, defined by a particular attitude or spirit. How would you define what the Shop Beer Company is to people that might have never tasted your beers?
You know, kind of a fantastic question, but, you know, in our experience,
I'm a fantastic guy. I mean,
well,
that's,
of course.
I mean, that's how I roll, David.
This is obvious. Give it. Well, you know, in beer, it's a really interesting time to be in craft beer because the market is changing just right in front of your very eyes. If you walk down the street in most towns, especially here in Arizona, you're seeing something pop up every month, and it's an unbelievable challenge for the person doing that, and they sort of quickly get swept into this unbelievably cool group of friends.
Right.
The brewing community here in Arizona is just next level because it's all brand new. There's some really important laws got changed over the last 2 years that made a lot of what we're doing possible. That was kind of spearheaded by Four Peaks. And so the fight that they fought over the course of about 20 years, the fruits of that labor is what we're all enjoying now.
Absolutely.
And they fought the good fight against reform on the industry for the thing. And so you look at places like Southern California and you look at places like Denver, and they have these really healthy beer markets. And Phoenix has a lot in common with both of those places. But beer has not been the thing they had in common for all these years. They have just as many people, but far fewer choices
right.
In terms of craft.
Exactly.
And so with the attention that's getting and some of the laws that have been changed, the craft brewers, the would-be brewers of the world that are finally like, okay, I can do this. And so the stage has been set. And so now we're seeing all these players kind of fill those roles, and people are supporting it left and right.
I absolutely love it.
It's beautiful.
So tell everybody where they can find you online, how they can learn a little bit more about the Shop Beer Company, learn a little bit about your story and your team. Where can they find you?
So true to the era, Instagram, Facebook is kind of where we're all over. So
right on.
The Shop Beer Co. Is our handle there on both platforms. But then our website, theshopbeerco.com and .beer. So you'll find us there, and we showcase as many things as we can in those platforms.
The Shop Beer Co. all over social media. We're talking to David Arntz, the principal at the Shop Beer Company up in Tempe. He's our celebrity co-host for the full hour. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be shifting from craft brew to premium wines. And there's one guy here who absolutely owns the premium wine conversation, but it's a bit of a tease. I'll introduce him on this other side of this break. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here, and I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road, or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. Rise and shine, fellow foodies. It's time to wake up and start your day the right way. with a craft cocktail, of course. Wait, what? Yes, our friends at the Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro in Northwest Tucson are giving all of us a great reason to get out of bed in the morning with their Wake Up Happy Hour, Monday through Thursday from 7 to 10 a.m. Get happy with some small breakfast dishes and cocktails for only $6 each, like their sweet potato fries, topped with an egg and homemade sausage gravy, paired with the girls' award-winning 24-carat margarita. Oh, yeah, that's the one made with the real organic carrot juice. Talk about a hefty helping of happy. Choose from a range of dishes and signature cocktails and have fun making the most out of your morning hours at Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, voted best place to eat gluten-free on North Oracle Road just south of Rudisill.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another power happy hour here at Three Canyon Beer and Wine Garden on North Sabino Canyon Road, just a stone's throw north of Snyder, here for our Derby Day Gala with our celebrity co-host from The Shop Beer Company in Tempe. David Arntz is back with us. Having a great time, man.
Oh, it's a beautiful day out here.
Just, and you know what, when you're looking for great craft brews, when you're thinking, you know, loving some great premium wines, we just love this desert oasis that Three Canyon is. And our next guest, David, is a guy who knows a thing or two about wines, because while you are the principal at The Shop Beer Company, our next guest is a certified sommelier, and he works for Quench Fine Wines, a division of our good friends at Hensley Beverage Company. Put your hands together for Mr. Corey Yoakum. Corey, how you doing?
Thank you very much for having me here, Matt, and it's also great to be with you here, David. And, yeah, so what are we talking about here today?
We're talking about wine, dude.
Well,
I mean, look,
of course.
Look,
I thought we were talking about beer here.
Well, you know, yes, and yes. You know, we can't be at Churchill Downs. I'd be drinking a mint julep if I were there.
Indeed.
But the Derby, that whole celebration, the season, is so much broader than just a spirit. The spirit really is defined by great beers and great wines. There's
Absolutely.
Probably some people drinking wine outside here at the Three Canyon right now.
I imagine there are a few people drinking some sparkling wine. There are probably some people drinking rosé. There are probably people drinking sparkling rosé. And all of those things I encourage.
So that's kind of what's trending this season. When you're hanging outside, when the temps are flirting with 90 or higher, you're really going light, bubbly, crisp, refreshing on your landscape there.
Absolutely. Those are the highest things on my mark as far as what I'm looking for. However, there are other options involved. You can do still white. You know, everyone has their favorites like Sauvignon Blanc or Pinot Grigio or Chardonnay. But I really appreciate some of the more esoteric varietals, which I'll touch on as far as red and white. But, yeah, I like Grüner Veltliner. It's kind of like Pinot Grigio on acid. I appreciate wines that have high acidity, low alcohol, low sugar levels. Those are the things that I particularly appreciate. But the thing about wine or anything that you drink is really it's up to what your palate dictates.
Yeah, so. I mean, you know, we talk to some people in the wine industry. They think, well, you know, your palate's going to go light and crisp, a lot of more Pinot Grigio, Sauvignon Blanc this time of year. But you're not going to be making it a fool of yourself if you're going to roll up in a big, you know, chewy cab. I mean, it's whatever you want, whatever defines you.
Absolutely. You know, no, I'm never going to criticize anybody's choice in what they're going to drink in wine. You know, what I like is what I like, and certainly I'll encourage people to drink towards that direction. Simply, it's my natural, yeah, exactly.
What are you drinking now?
Sparkling rosé.
Okay.
Surprise, surprise.
Corey Yoakums is drinking a sparkling rosé. He's a trendsetter wherever he goes. Now, let's give some love to the producer here. What are you drinking?
Folktale. This is Folktale's Brut Rosé. Yes, so we have the Brut, the straight-up Brut, the white that's featured, and also the Brut Rosé here today. Both are have some Chardonnay involved. The Brut is mostly Chardonnay, about 85% with 7.5%. This is actually unusual. 7.5% Sauvignon Blanc, 7.5% Gewurztraminer.
Say that again.
Gewurztraminer.
See, I can't do that.
Seven times fast.
How about that? I can't even do three.
7.5 times fast, yes. So, and then the rosé is 80% Pinot Noir and 20% Chardonnay. So, but they're both delicious, both great options today. And a lot of people have been partaking. So.
I love the fact that when, you know, that sparkles and bubbles really, you know, in my growing up, in my formative years, you reach for the sparklies with a celebration. And yes, it really defines celebration, but I mean, I've had French fries with champagne, and it's like a remarkable experience.
The thing
is, you don't have to be celebrating a thing when you open the bubble.
I completely agree. I'm with you 100% on sparkling wine. Like, I can drink. It's one of the most friendly food pairing styles of wine.
Right.
So you can drink that with a large portion of what you might order for to eat. But at the same time, it's just delicious all the time and easy going down, at least for me. I love the bubbles. It makes it, it's so much, sometimes still wine can get a little bit heavy for me, but sparkling never does.
What about the wine scene here in Southern Arizona? I mean, I just love where it's come. It really has evolved, and especially places like Three Canyon that really get it, that understand the kind of palette that Southern Arizona has and the kind of landscape that you want to be able to paint for someone who's a wine lover, either just beginning to get into wines or someone who's an onophile in their own right. And I actually have a couple of onophiles here. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Southern Arizona wine community is alive and well, Corey.
It is. It is. As a matter of fact, rosé not too long ago was not something that you could sell in Arizona as a sales rep. I know that very well. It was mostly the sales reps that were drinking the rosé. However, now everyone's very, very much a part of drinking rosés, sparkling, all kinds of stuff. They're looking into Albarino and Grüner Veltliner. They're looking into different varietals. They're looking, as far as red wine is concerned, actually there are some great red varietals that are available, but not widely available, but they need to be more widely available, like Gamay. Beaujolais is a fantastic red wine for the summer with a light chill on it. Grenache, there's actually Zweigelt from Austria, which is also not widely available, but should be in our in our climate. We should have some of these big fruity non-tannic reds that are that you can throw a slight chill on that are available all summer long that are perfect for barbecues, for outdoors events. They're just a better way to go for our climate, at least by my estimation. But once again, you know, everybody's palate dictates what they appreciate drinking, and I don't want to contradict what somebody likes.
I totally dig it. Now, if I were to go over to the bar right now, and if I wanted to, like, channel my inner Corey Yoakums, if I wanted to be Corey for just one moment, what wine would I order right now, right here, for someone that says, look, this is Corey in a bottle?
Well, I don't know if Corey's in a bottle here, but however, I believe the wine I have in my glass would suffice.
That's a great
answer.
So
the folktale rosé, Brut Rosé.
Anyway, the Folktale Brut Rosé is Corey Yoakum's personal pick for a warm Saturday afternoon right here in Southern Arizona. Anyway, Corey Yoakum's certified sommelier with Quench Fine Wines, division of
Penske. You got to stop emphasizing that.
That's right. Well, you know, you worked your butt off for that.
Absolutely.
Now, you know why I couldn't go through the sommelier training program? You know why I could not do it? Because you got to do a lot of spitting. And I don't like to spit my wine.
That part is tough, I agree, especially when it's good.
Exactly. Anyway, Corey Yoakum is with Quench Fine Wines, a division of our good friends from Hensley Beverage Company. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Cheers. Thank
you. We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank some more sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Jonathan Hebert himself of Mr. Cookman's Louisiana-inspired barbecue truck about what it takes to feed Derby Day people that are really hungry. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and I've always said that food should make you feel good. It should cater to your comfort and anchor the very moments that memories are made of. So why not make some memories tonight at Tucson's Comfort Table, Commoner & Co. The story begins with a bounty from behind the bar, with specialty cocktails, local and regional craft beers, and super fun wines that you may not have seen anywhere else. Then it's the cuisine that takes center stage, with the freshest ingredients from the land and sea that weave their way through a seasonally inspired menu. Feeling comfy yet? Bring it all together with an atmosphere that's built around community, around conviviality, and yes, around comfort. And you've experienced what a memorable meal is all about. Happy hour is 7 days a week, with dinner served nightly and a neighborhood brunch on Sundays. And the comfort is always complimentary, of course, at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Cole. I'll see you there. Imagine, if you will, the vibrant flavors of Spanish cuisine, the fresh aromatics of the mountains and valleys of Portugal, the warmth of an embrace by the Italian coastline. These images are brought to you by some of the most delicious extra virgin olive oils under the sun. And you can give your palate a passport to the olive capitals of the world by stopping into Alfonso's today. That's Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. These ultra-fresh oils range from mild to robust, some with subtle notes of fruit, tomato, and grass, and others with notes of brine, herbs, and spice. And each of them is perfect for cooking, for finishing and drizzling, or simply enjoying neat with fresh baked bread. and then have some fun by sampling their portfolio of fused and infused oils, like one of my favorites, the Wild Mushroom and Sage. Pair your favorite oils with their more than 20 aged balsamic vinegars and let the party commence! Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics on the southeast corner of River and Campbell and the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee. And don't forget, as Tom and Nancy Alfonso say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. See what they're pouring today, fellow foodies, at alfonsooliveoil.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back, fellow foodies. You're listening to On the Menu Live, and it is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Three Canyon Beer and Wine Garden at their epic Derby Day Gala on Sabino Canyon Road, just north of Snyder. And you know what? Listen, if you can't find Three Canyon, I have some advice for you. Just follow the smoke. And I'm telling you that that is the real deal, because the soul behind the smoke at Mr. Cookman's Louisiana-inspired barbecue truck,
yes, sir.
Is right here, the Honorable Jonathan Hebert. Jonathan, how are you?
Oh, I can't complain, man. How about yourself? How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Nice to see you, man.
Nice to see you. Last time I saw you, we was at Jerry Cigars.
Doing a show there.
Yeah, doing a show there. And you've blown up, and you just expanded in all different directions. And
I'm
happy to be here and very happy for you.
Thank you so much, and we're happy for you, man. I wrote a column in my Inside Tucson Business series about your food truck, and I guess it was a couple of years ago.
Yep.
And it was the most read article in Inside Tucson Business in the entire year. Louisiana barbecue that's got this town all abuzz.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think I have a large following out there in Tucson. I have a cult following. People literally stalk me and message me all day and ask me where I'm going to be at. Right now, I'm only running the business on the weekends due to another job during the week that occupies me and, you know, keeps me busy. So, you know, I'm just trying to get back into the swing of things and sell this barbecue today.
I dig it. You know what? I looked at the map of the United States. Now,
yep.
We're here celebrating Kentucky, the
yep.
Kentucky Derby. But there's only two states that
yep.
separate Kentucky from Louisiana.
Right,
and when
right.
you're thinking about Southern barbecue, that really works here today, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Talk a little bit about Louisiana inspiration.
So I consider myself the father of Louisiana barbecue,
oh,
in particular New Orleans barbecue.
Born and raised in the Ninth Ward.
Born and raised in the Ninth Ward, New Orleans. Shout out to everybody from the Ninth Ward. In New Orleans, we try to make sure that all our food can stand on its own. You couldn't bring food to a party and try to feed it to people and expect people to like it if it doesn't taste good. People tell you, hey, it's not good. You know, you need to get rid of this. Somebody else go cook it and redo it over. So, you know, I went through my fair share of getting my heart broken, you know, at a young age and doing that over and over again. And I think right now I'm at a point in my life where I'm just trying to give back to everybody in Tucson and share my tongue with Tucson, you know, try to give that New Orleans tongue to Tucson and spread it to the rest of the world.
What was your last New Orleans tongue, David Ernst? Unless I get a little tongue, you know, from the Big Easy.
But now you're talking. You know, I'm looking at this barbecue I see today, and I can smell it. And it's the kind of thing that, if you know the commercial, it gets you here. It gets
yeah,
you
yeah,
right
yeah,
here.
Exactly.
It's that flavor that's just deep inside your thing. And I all I can think about is, like, I know what I would want to drink with this thing.
Okay, what would that be?
I don't want to take the thunder.
Okay.
What do you want to drink when you're having, like, these short ribs that just look amazing?
That's a hard question.
Good, yeah.
That is a very, very hard question. I mean, I don't know if I want to go with Dragoon IPA.
Ooh.
Oh.
You know, I am a big fan of sour beers. You name them, I do them all. And then sometimes I just like Coors Light. You know,
right on.
Sometimes I like lemonade.
I appreciate your honesty.
Exactly.
We'll have that last part edited out before we go to the bottom. I'm kidding. but anyway, sours are actually working pretty well with Q, I've heard.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. Actually, I never had sour beer until I came to Tucson. Wasn't a beer big drinker until I got into the food truck and, of course, going around to all the breweries. Folks saying, hey, try this. And I got my tongue on some sour beer. And it was just something different I never tasted. And I've always been a fan of it, and I think it goes wonderful with the barbecue.
We're talking to Jonathan Hebert from Mr. Cookman's barbecue truck. You can follow him on Facebook and, you know, everywhere social media is.
Yep.
Find out where the truck is going to be. We're going to do a little tasting in a second, but how would you define Louisiana barbecue? I mean, we know Memphis. We know North Carolina, Kansas City, Texas.
Right.
Even Arizona has kind of a style of its own on the barbecue side. What's Louisiana barbecue all about?
Right. So New Orleans barbecue. I'm going to get real specific.
Let's do it.
Right? New Orleans
Let's go right
barbecue,
to the word.
It comes from the heart. Comes from the soul. So when you taste that, you should be getting a little bit of me in there, right? So that goes from me procuring the meat, me cleaning the meat, me seasoning the meat, and me cooking the meat.
Oh,
you know, I try to
man.
Take it from a.m. to p.m. and then give it to you so you can get it in your mouth and you digest everything. So I would describe it. You definitely have that New Orleans spice in there. We're not shy about using our cayenne pepper. Go ahead and grab one.
All right, I'm doing it. Now, so as you're talking, I'm going to put a little bit of you inside of me. David, I would encourage you to do the same thing. Good things coming. Threes, take it away, Jonathan.
So, yeah, so right now you got that rib. I smoked those ribs for about 8 hours. I use my own seasoning. It's called Enoch. I can't get into what's inside of Enoch, but it's over, I would say, 15 different seasonings that I put into it.
15?
Yeah, I blend it myself, and I sell it online. If you're interested in getting some, you can go to my Facebook profile and you can find some. And then what I do is I smoke it for about 8 hours or until I feel that they're ready. Sometimes you got to go a little longer. Sometimes you got to go a little less. And I try to get it to where you have a little bite. You know, I like a little bite on my ribs, but I also like it to debone from the bone very easily.
Beautiful. That's Enoch.
Yeah, that's Enoch.
And you got a little of that kiss of cayenne
right
at the end to let you know that Jonathan Hebert is in the house. David,
you
have you ever had these ribs, man?
So, there you go.
So I got to confess right out of the gate.
Okay.
Ma'am, this is amazing. So I'm not a guy who's into spice.
Really?
So what I'm saying is, I don't usually choose spice because I'm sensitive to it.
Okay.
A little spice goes a long way with me.
I gotcha.
This is the perfect amount of spice.
Yeah. Killer.
And sweet.
Thank you.
And like gooey fingers.
Thank
Man,
you.
I'm
I mean,
about
look
to
at us. Look at us.
Thank you.
I'm covered head to toe.
I'll sleep well tonight now.
Anyway.
You know,
well,
it makes me feel good in my heart.
Oh, it's just the right amount.
We're going to sleep well knowing that we all have a little Jonathan, that he's going to stick with us for the rest of the night. Anyway, come on out. Jonathan Hebert from Mr. Cookman's. The truck ain't going nowhere. Come on out
here
and have some
night,
New Orleans-inspired Q. Tell him that you heard it on the radio show. Jonathan, get back to work. You got a line out there. Always great to see you, brother.
All right, Matt. Thank you very much, my friend.
Absolutely.
I wish the best to you. Thank
We're going
to
take a quick news break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, Kyle Blessinger is in the house live from Three Canyons. Stick around. We'll be right back.
The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned, fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including fundraising for local charities and food demonstrations at local events. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com for the latest in local dining action and amazing dining deals throughout the year. And follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and if your family is like mine, you gotta have a salad with your pizza, right? I mean, I think it's just as important as the wings and the beer. And when looking for standout salads to accompany our pizza pies, we look no further than Tino's. Family owned and operated for 32 years, Tino's Pizza just launched a new salad menu that features 8 fresh options, including new chicken Caesar, spinach, and caprese salads. And what fine companions they'll make for one of Tino's signature sandwiches, calzones, or pizzas, like the iconic Big Mo, a 20-inch pizza powerhouse that you have to see to believe. If you're looking for an honest and authentic neighborhood pizza joint, do what I've been doing for decades and ask yourself, isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tankaverde Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell and David Arntz broadcasting live from Three Canyon Beer and Wine Garden, again on North Sabino Canyon Road, just a stone's throw north of Snyder on the west side of the street. Having a great time, David. I mean, this is only an hour show, man. I want another hour for today.
I know. We need some more celebrity guests in here.
Seriously.
With more samples.
Well, speaking of celebrity guests, I'm like doing a whole survey of the bar here, and there's Sherwood Alger from Hensley. He's like right over there. He's drinking a wine.
The man, the myth, the legend.
I'm telling you what. I mean, you know, now here they come. Here they come just to get a photo op with Sherwood. Anyway, it's like celebrity night here, but you know what? There's one celebrity here who just defines the space. He defines the experience. He defines humanity because he is the general manager of Three Canyon Beer and Wine Garden. I mean, I've never interviewed him on live radio before. I'm a little nervous.
Well, this one's going to go down in the history books.
Kyle Blessinger is here. What's happening, brother?
How you doing, guys?
Hey, doing great, man. Move that microphone just a little bit. There you go. All right. This is an intimate show. We got intimate with Jonathan A. Bear's barbecue.
We do have a little bit of him in us.
There literally is
everybody
a little bit of
Jonathan. Should have a little bit of Jonathan in them.
Happy Derby Day, man. What a blast this is. You guys just pulled it out. You just pulled out all the stops, man.
We did. We did very much. We had a bunch of outdoor televisions. We've got a bunch of Derby decor, Derby-themed beers, Derby-themed wines. We've got it all.
I tell you what, of course, Derby's over. The party is still underway. Place is packed. You're going to be still just killing it here up late into the evening with some great craft beer.
Absolutely.
And Wise, now, for some of our listeners that may have never been to Three Canyon, you've only been open for a few weeks. You've already begun to sort of create this destination for food and wine lovers here in the foothills. Give our listeners a sense of what this whole concept is all about.
Ooh, well, we've only got an hour of show, so I don't know how much I can do. But we've got 16 beers on tap, 4 wines on tap. I do craft beers and craft wines. A lot of local products. Obviously, we've got David here from the shop, whose beers are phenomenal. They pair well with our food trucks, why I brought Jonathan in. We've got a third of an acre of outdoor drinking space. emphasis on drinking space.
A third of an acre of outdoor drinking space.
Oh, it's music to my ears.
I dig it. And the fact that it's all, that it's not just, this sand pit that you throw an umbrella over,
right,
and say, hey, we're a beer garden. I mean, this legitimately is a beer garden because you've appointed it with that sort of desert oasis lush kind of idea, right?
Absolutely. It's just a wonderful space. You get a 270-degree mountain views. You get to check out all the outdoor festivities and kind of decor that we have. And kick back, drink one, drink 12, 24 beers. I mean, let's get crazy.
I'm sure you've seen some people drink one, 12, or 24 here today.
The numbers get fuddled there, but
right. Now, you and I have known each other for a long time. You're a fixture on the Southern Arizona craft beer circuit. Where does your palate take you? I mean, do you change beer approaches from season to season? Is there a go-to Kyle pick when it comes to at least a genre or a varietal of beer?
If I'm going to say go-to, it's definitely a double IPA right now. The Shop Fightem is probably one of my favorites at the moment. It's very smooth, very easy drinking. Being from Indiana, I can't get it out here, but I really love Three Floyd Zombie Dust.
Oh, nice.
I like the really palate wrecker kind of stuff, and then the smoother stuff that David's brought us, and it's just great, great beers. My palate goes everywhere.
Now, you talked about this double IPA at the Shop Beer Company. Now, what I love about the Shop is when you look at their beer menu, they describe each beer using only 3 words. I mean, I feel like I'm on the set of like the $50,000 pyramid, where you're like talking in, you're monosyllabic. You're talking in one-word sentences. But he's got descriptions like, there's a beer that has coffee, chocolate, roasty. There's another beer that says rich, vanilla, dark. That double IPA says balanced, citrus, sneaky.
Oh, yeah. It's very sneaky.
I like a sneaky IPA, dude.
Well, you know, it's funny about that is our goal with that beer was to do something that is got a full, no holds barred when it comes to flavor, right? We're trying to go bitter. We're trying to go hoppy. But at the same time, we're trying to strive for a little bit of drinkability and balance. And so the fun thing with that beer is it's a 10.1 percenter. It's a no holds barred double IPA, but the caveat to it is we want it to have a nice, smooth drinkability. We want that to be enjoyable. It's the thing where you're experiencing a flavor, but it's not it's not necessarily the kind of thing where you take two sips and you say, oh, that was interesting, and you hand it to your buddy. Oh, finish this. You know, no. We're trying to create something that is like, wow, okay, actually, I can sit here and enjoy this new and interesting flavor. And so we put the word sneaky in there as a description because it's so smooth and it's so, it just feels so good to drink it. You find yourself eating one and you say, okay, I'm going to have another one. And next thing you go, oh my God, that's a 10% beer.
After
5 years later, you go, oh, that beer is sneaky.
Well, I love the fact, and again, like you were saying earlier in the show, it's about the craft. It's about the artisanship. And when you're doing something as big and bold as 10.1 or 10.2, whatever this beer is, it's not easy to deliver a big ABV like that while still, you know, having that wonderful flavor experience. You know, there's a lot of beers that I've had, certainly not in this market, but, you know, they want to go for the big, bold, double, triple, and they want to go 12, 13. And then at that point, it's all about the booze, and you actually don't taste what the craftsman had in mind. With this double, you taste the native experience of what the shop beer company is all about.
Well, you know, in beer making, as it is with a lot of creative endeavors, you know, you can just push the ABV up by adding a lot of simple sugars and adding some yeast, and there are ways that a craftsman can just tweak it so the marketing is there. You know, when you take your craft, you know, you start treating a beer like you're painting a painting. You know, you take the time to craft something that's got balance in every different aspect. So what that means for us is we don't substitute ingredients, we don't cut corners, we don't try to boost a parameter on our label,
right,
you know, because
right.
of the sellability. We're trying to look at it and say, no, this is something that we really, really want to drink. This is something we made for ourselves. You know, a group of friends got together. I mean, that's the inception of our business from day one, is a group of friends get together and say, we're going to make some stuff that we enjoy having. We want to have it together.
So
here we are 5 years later. We got these beers. We got a variety of other ones. But really, that part of our business has never changed. It's a group of friends that get together and say, what do we want to have? Like, if we're going to throw the world's best barbecue, what are all the beers that we want to bring to it?
I dig that.
That's pretty much our company mantra, is what are the things that we want? And so if we don't want to drink it, we don't make it.
All right.
And it's a blessing and a curse.
I know.
For sure. In today's era,
where
there's so many choices and there's so many things, we look at it and think, what do we want? What do we love? And so we don't make things we don't love. And so that's our lineup.
So when we're drinking your beers, and we're actually going to do a little bit of a flight tasting here in a couple of minutes, but when we're tasting your beers, it really is part of the love story, right?
Well, you know, I mean, it's a little bit of a romantic idea. But when we get into, like, our lineup, our products, I mean, we're blessed to be able to make what we make. But it takes so much out of us. We wouldn't make it if we didn't love it.
You know,
and that's a real thing.
David talked a little bit about painting pictures. You know, beer paints a picture in your mind. Jonathan, we talked about his great New Orleans-inspired barbecue, certainly paints a picture of that part of the country. I mean, I'm looking around the tap room here, the bar here at Three Canyon, and I'm seeing literally painted pictures all over the walls.
Absolutely.
I mean, the setting is like a big deal here, and you've got original works of art on the wall.
We do. Our focus here, I want to focus as much on local as we can. Local art, local beers, local talent. Like David said, if we don't love it, it's not going to be served. You know, that's the cool thing about Tucson. Is, you know, we support our own. We support our own the state. We support our own the county. You know, in the city, it's a big love affair, really. And it's just everybody supports everybody. I love that about this city. I've stayed here, been here for about 8.5 years now. You know, I was active duty, decided to stay because it doesn't snow here. So,
and we have to say, I don't want to let a minute go by before I were to say thank you for your service.
Oh,
I mean,
you're welcome.
Anyone who takes that step and actually subscribes to a system that actually works every day to protect the freedoms that I enjoy, I salute you, sir. So thank you so much.
Gives me the opportunity to drink beer more often.
Anyway, so let's talk about your hours of operation, because I'm looking to my right and I see this coffee bar. So we've come in here since day one, loving great beer, loving great wine, you know, experiencing some of the great food trucks on the convoy across southern Arizona. But you've got like a little gourmet coffee bar going here as well.
We do. We're working on retooling the coffee bar right now and getting some exciting stuff coming up on that. Hopefully in a week or so, that'll be open 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., we're guessing. You know, we're still kind of playing with those hours. My bar hours start at 11 a.m. Open till 8 on Sundays, 10 Tuesday through Thursday. Close Mondays, Friday, Saturday till 11 p.m.
And so is there a cot in the back yes. room where you actually,
actually
sleep?
I moved into a condo next door, so I'm able to walk to work every day.
Oh, that's great. So we talked about, you know, the beer. We talked about the wine. We talked about the coffee. Are you still going to be doing some great kind of craft pastries during the morning hour as well?
Yeah, we're working on retooling that as well.
Okay.
I think, you know, my big focus here and our big focus, I should say, we want the best product, the best bang for your buck, the best support, the best quality that we can. So if that takes a little bit longer, you know, we want to make sure that we give all you guys listening the best possible experience.
That's the right attitude. That is absolutely the right attitude. And that, again, is the anchor experience here. It's about attitude. It's about intention. You're giving this community what they want. No wonder, Kyle Blessinger, that why, you know, why the community has responded in such a big way. Well, this community has responded to a big way with the Shop Beer Company's
absolutely.
Beers. David, what, you want to kind of lead us on a tour, a flight of some of the brews that we're going to be trying right
oh,
now?
Oh, this is going to be like more like Mr. Toad's Wild Ride over here.
But I have to be this tall to drink, right?
Yeah, over
it's,
4 feet
is
where
it counts.
It's not an official requirement, but it's preferred. Okay, so we've got four in front of us.
Okay.
We've got that thing graded from the lightest to the darkest.
Okay, got
so
it.
Today that's a pale, our desert pale ale, which is a agave pale.
And that's,
that's where we started the show.
That, yeah, yeah.
And it's my, not where we're going to end the show.
And my pint is gone.
And so we're going to progress through four different beers here. The first of which is an agave pale, a 6.5%. We use agave in the thing, so it's a complex sugar. As opposed to a very simple broken down granular sugar.
Yes.
And what that creates is a full body mouthfeel. So many of us at our place appreciate wine to the nth degree. And so some of the complexities that you feel in those beverages is what we strive to create. We call it balance, but we're looking for mouthfeel as much as we're looking for flavor in
Good.
A lot of our products.
Good.
And so this first one has got long chain sugars coming from the agave, which is all organic derived actually right here in Tucson. And so that creates for us what feels like a West Coast pale. IPA is a very, right. it's the first cousin, but it is a true desert-inspired pale ale, and it is.
Beautiful place to start the tasting. Again, that's
absolutely.
What I began the show with. And 6.6, so it's still sort of manageable. You still have that wonderful hop experience.
Very much.
You know, I think, well, it's not an IPA, so it's not going to be hoppy. This is, you've really celebrated what a hop is and the wonderful variety of the hop that you're using. So a great place to start. This is the, you call it the desert
pale ale.
The desert pale ale.
I call it yep. very approachable.
There it
very
is.
All yeah.
right. I want to approach the next beer in our tasting. Where are we going now, David?
Okay, so we're jumping. Because of color, we have that. We're sticking to the spectrum. The next one is our double IPA, so the Fightem.
Oh,
so it's a fighting
this
beer.
This is the one that's sneaky.
It is very sneaky.
Oh, I can't wait
very
to be. I'm going to be stuck up on here.
So I hate to confess this on live radio, but of all the beers we've ever made, this has been the beer that has been the most desired by any restaurant that's a white tablecloth experience, complex beverages. Anyone who really appreciates a good scotch or a good brandy, those palates tend to really gravitate to this beer. It's rich, it's complex, it's 10%, so no apologies there. But
that
it
is a
spectacular.
It's phenomenal.
Beer. It's smooth for a 10%er.
If you were to ask me ABV on this, you know, without telling me first, you know, I'd have put this at mid sevens just by the, my reflections on IPA, double IPA, over 10%. I'm not getting this huge explosion of booze. This is a gorgeous beer.
Well, hats off to Matt and Jason
Man.
Back in the brewery who just strive day in and day out to make sure that this thing is just crisp and delicious every batch. But this is really the pride and joy.
It's a favorite. That is a favorite.
This is the third beer we ever released. And it is quite literally the pride and joy of
beautiful
our brewery.
Beautiful finish,
so.
Too. It just sits with you a little bit.
We're so
just
proud of it.
A beautiful finish. I mean, I don't even know where to go from there. Seriously.
Let's keep
well, there's
going
two
there.
More to go,
oh,
but
my gosh.
Let's not stop.
You know? Yeah, please, no, let's not
keep
stop. David Arts, we got number three. What do you got dialed up for us now?
Okay, so the third one, as I mentioned it before the break, but this is our Nines Red Ale. And this is the beer we released at the same time as the opening of our new facility. It's a hoppy red ale. So if anyone knows Amber's or California Common Beer, red ale, it's sweet, it's malty. You know, hops is now an accepted characteristic of amber ales. It hasn't been in 10 years past. It wasn't common for hops to be a dominant part of the profile. But now we're finding balance. Now the market says, you know what, we're okay with a few twists and turns in that sweet amber finish. And so this beer for us is one where really excited. It's my personal favorite style.
No wonder. That's gorgeous. And like we were talking about mouthfeel, that's just got this wonderful rich maltiness to it that just makes you feel, there's comfort food. This is like comfort beer. This makes me feel all warm and fuzzy. It's wait, where's Jonathan Hebert?
We tapped this last night, and I may or may not have snuck a few in this morning.
Yeah, imagine that.
Not the first or the last. It's just scrumptious.
Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to finish the tasting here, but the time has come, Kyle Blessing, to see if one of our listeners can have a stab at getting a Three Canyon Absolutely. Beer and Wine Garden gift certificate. Sure. What's going to be our trivia question today?
So our trivia question for you, if you can name two of the three businesses that preceded Three Canyon Beer and Wine Garden at 4999 North Sabino Canyon Road.
Okay, great question. So before Three Canyon opened, the building that we are sitting in right now was occupied by three other businesses since the day this building was constructed.
For 53 years.
Okay.
We're ancient at this point.
So we're giving, we don't want to know all of them. Yes, this is an historic experience. We don't want to know them all. We want to know, name two of the businesses that this building was before Three Canyon Beer and Wine Garden.
Two out of three. Better than my college GPA.
Two out of the three. If you think you know the answer, send me a note right now at onthemenulive@gmail.com. Again, onthemenulive@gmail.com. First person in with the right two answers is going to get a Three Canyon Beer and Wine Garden gift certificate. We're going to take a quick commercial break now and thank a sponsor. And when we come back, we're going to finish our tasting and then find out a little bit more from Kyle about what he has planned in the months ahead in this live broadcast from Three Canyon Beer and Wine Garden. Stick around. We'll be right back.
CJ Ham has loyally served our town on the back lines in restaurants for over 20 years. He got in the restaurant business to make a difference, giving hope to disillusioned diners, diners who were sick of the same old thing, diners who dreamed of a better meal and a better life. CJ Ham is a Tucson diner, and he knows what Tucson diners need. He's proven that he can get the job done at Saguaro Corners, and he will get the job done at Iron Chef Tucson. If you're sick and tired of business as usual, go to IronChefTucson.com right now and vote for CJ Ham. CJ Ham, he's right for Tucson, right for Iron Chef, and right for America.
I'm CJ Ham, and I approve this message.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Three Canyon Beer and Wine Garden, North Sabino Canyon Road, just north of Snyder, here with my celebrity co-host, Mr. David Arntz from the Shop Beer Co. and Kyle Blessinger, general manager of Three Canyon Beer and Wine Garden. We have one more beer to drink on the flight here, David.
Ooh, we sure do.
I think I'm going to have one more sip of this red here before we do that.
Well, so just to recap, we just went from light to dark. We just went for our Desert Pale, our Fidum Imperial Double, and our Nines Hoppy Red.
Beautiful.
So that like led us up, which is just fantastic. Now, the one we're about to try is one of our mainstays. We've got a deep and true love for coffee.
Yes.
And so this beer comes with 7 years of day in and day out coffee grinding. And I'm talking about the personnel. This is a coffee knowledge from running coffee business.
Wow.
We do a two-step process for this beer. It's the most scientific beer that we make. So we do a cold steep process.
Yes.
In equipment we invented at the brewery. We literally had it. We worked with a biodiesel company to custom manufacture things that had the right micron filter components. We had the right steel, the right manways. We had the access. I mean, we literally had to like draw this on paper and have someone build it. It's like Frankenstein.
I don't know that he's speaking English anymore.
But you have to come to the brewery and see it up in Tempe, Arizona. But,
they're conjuring up their inner chemists.
Oh man,
this is exciting.
It was Frankenstein in the truest sense of the word. But we wanted to take this cold steep process that we're fully capable of doing on a small scale. We want to try to do it in bigger batches. So then we took a hot steep process, which is most of us experience in our home percolators. You know, you ground coffee beans and you put them in the thing and you put hot water. It takes about 5 minutes.
Right.
Then you got a cold process that takes a whole 2 days. You know, you get sweetness but not bitter. And in the hot process, you get you get hot and you get chocolate and you get roast.
Right.
But all that bitter compound comes through. So you don't want to boil your beans. Yeah, none of us do that at home. And so when we start taking this science and we start blending it with beer, what it creates for us is a silky smooth. We have coffee without roast. We have that nice, rich, it's like that brown flavor that comes from coffee.
I'm with you.
Without the black flavor.
Right.
Without the char, without the burn, without the roast. And so what we get is sweetness without the bitterness. We let the beer do the bitter. We let the coffee component be sweet and subtle and true toffee notes with a T, not necessarily with a C.
Oh,
and so what you get is this rich and silky smooth coffee flavor that you traditionally only find in ice creams, but we do it in a beer. And so our goal here is to leave it with sweetness. We want to leave it with coffee flavor, and we want that to be smooth and satisfying, which is not the same thing as big and robust and in your face, which is what a lot of coffee stouts and coffee porters are. We want that coffee flavor to be silky, smooth, and delicious.
Well, you know, speaking of Kyle Blessinger, you know, he's pretty silky and smooth.
And delicious.
And delicious himself. Kyle,
they said it, not me.
The rumors are out.
Talk about why you love this beer. I'm going to try it while you're talking.
I'm a big cigar guy. I grew up an hour north of Louisville, so a big bourbon guy myself. This is something, we're in 100-degree weather now, folks. You know, I love stouts. I love porters. I love coffees. This is a nitrogenated coffee that you can drink all year round.
Holy cow.
I mean, this is something that, you know, we tend to think of, oh, our darker beers are going to be heavy. They're going to be complex. This is complex and balanced. This is well balanced. This is well, very approachable, drinkable. You can drink this in 105-degree weather. You can pound this by the pool. Actually, I encourage you, please come out.
Pound yes. by the pool.
Yes.
Hashtag.
We do growler fills. So please make sure to come out, get a growler full.
And you can pound. You can pound by the pool.
Hashtag pound by
till
the
pool. Till the cows come home. Now, David, you can. As you're telling the story, I'm sipping, and I'm actually in my mind. I'm thinking when you're talking about the craftsmanship and you're talking about not cutting corners. I mean, you can tell, like, so fundamentally tell the difference between every step on the journey that this beer took compared to some other, you know, darker beers that I've had. Hey, let's do a chocolate stout. Okay, let's pour some Hershey's chocolate chips into the fermenter, and boom, there it is. I mean, this was a lot of work to put this beer together, and man, did it deliver.
Well, you know, that's the beauty of the beer scene that's happening right now,
man,
and it's so strong in Tucson. It's so strong in Phoenix and in Flag. Arizona is cultivating something totally brand new, and that is craftsmen that are not only friends, but they have principles. They have characteristics that make them in common with everybody else. And it's using real ingredients, the real process. I mean, these guys are pioneering something that is totally brand new. And we have this in common with the regional environment. You know, one of the beers we're super excited about talking about is Bingo Bango Bongo.
We're debuting it here very soon, guys.
A collaboration that we just finished doing with Modern Times in San Diego.
San Diego, right.
And a big, not big in the past, big as in the future. It's a brewery that's only been around about 4 years,
right.
And they're just making waves in the southwestern region because they're making great product. And there's really cool and special people behind that product. A big shout out to Danny, who's going to be a face here in Tucson and in
right
Phoenix.
On.
She'll be all
right
around. On. She'll be all over this thing. But we got this beer, Bingo Bango Bongo, coming out, which is a really fun San Diego, Arizona collab that we've done. It's a juicy IPA. It's going to have a little pine. It's going to have a little pineapple. So it's got a little bitter from the pine. And I'm talking like real
yes.
pine cone.
Like resin almost.
Like pine cone.
Yes.
You know, like you've been a walk in the woods, you know. Mixed with a little pineapple. And this thing just comes through smooth and delicious, very low in the bitter, but very high in the fruit. And it's all coming from just the science of the beer. And so we're really excited to showcase this here in Tucson.
And you're going to have it here at Three
Canyon.
Yes, we will.
So what's the ETA?
So we're about 10 days out.
Oh my
So about
10 days from now.
So next week we should be looking for this here at Three Canyons. So
absolutely.
We're just really excited about this beer. But, you know, more than anything, this is regional principles at work, right? Showing up and supporting those beers, showing up and supporting these local purveyors that really support us, that we would be nothing without.
Right, I hear you.
So without that support, this movement doesn't move forward. It's just a bunch of good ideas. It's just guys talking.
I love that spirit.
But as soon as we show up and we support those products and we have that in common, we share that, then all of a sudden this mantra, this mission that we have together moves forward.
No wonder you love these guys.
I do.
We're so thankful for Three Canyon and the other players that support us. Tap and Bottle is another huge supporter
of
what we've been doing.
Scott and Rebecca
are just, I mean, they just get it. You know, and by get it, I mean they believe in this underdog story that we're so much a part of. And it's just wonderful to be a part of a community that not only believes it, but they believe in great products.
I love it. Well, you want to come out and get a great product and find a great product and have your picture taken with Kyle Blessinger himself in these super funky pants that
Very
he's in right now.
Pants.
Anyway, Kyle Blessinger, thank you so much for hosting
thank
this broadcast.
You guys.
Always great to see you. David Arts, thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Thank you so much.
If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5, it's On the Menu Live. Cheers. We will see you in Three Canyon.